There is more to the story. Of course, there's often more to the story. And the story that I shared just a few days ago, a shoeshine, is no exception. What I failed to include in the story was the final chapter. The reason I chose not to include it was that I feel that the final chapter is so riveting that it deserves its own story. Let me know if you agree. As you will recall, I was in the Denver airport getting my shoe shined at a shoe shine stand for the first time in years. Charlene was shining my shoes, and she did a great job. I was amazed at what went into a shoe shine, and I was surprised at how long it took. All in all, it was an amazing experience, one that I had to write and talk about. It was so special for me. It was so unusual. Shoeshine stands are not as prevalent today as they have been in the past for a variety of reasons. So after almost 30 minutes in the chair with my feet affixed to the two stands, and after having Charlene work on my shoes for that period of time, using all kinds of brushes, applicators, cloths, and even torches, I somewhat awkwardly attempted to get out of my chair to descend to the floor of the concourse. I did so very proud of my newly polished, brand spanking, almost mirror-like black shoes. Yes, indeed, I had something to be proud of, clean, polished shoes. The next words out of my mouth were, "How much do I owe you?" To which Charlene replies, "Whatever you want to pay." "No, seriously," I said, "how much is it?" She just as rapidly repeated back to me, "It's whatever you want to pay." "Are you serious?" I said, looking at her quizzically. I start to look around the shoeshine stand to see if there are any signs that say the price for a shoeshine. The only sign I can find has no prices on it. Charlene, always with a smile on her face, was dead serious. She said, "It's whatever you wanted to pay." Holy cow, I'm saying to myself, when was the last time someone said to me, "Pay whatever you want"? I try to think back when it was the last time this has happened to me, and I honestly can't remember such a time. Now, I can remember many times when someone said to me, "The tip is purely optional." But I can't remember ever having someone say to me that the price for the entire event, product, or service that I just received was totally optional. Holy cow. I am dumbfounded. I have no idea what to do at this point. I do know a couple of things, however. One, that I received a great shoe shine. No question about it. I got A+ service. And then two, I know that I want to do right by Charlene. I definitely do not want to underpay her. I want her to feel justly compensated for the work that she did. What to do? Since I've not had my shoe shined in years, I have absolutely no idea what a shoe shine goes for in this day and age. No idea whatsoever. Years ago, according to my research, it was 5 cents, sometimes a quarter. Then in the late 20th century, it rose to $2.50, sometimes as high as $5. Let me tell you what I did, and then let me tell you what I wish I had done. My thought process at the time was that I guessed that a typical shoeshine was roughly $5. The other thought that went through my mind was that Charlene had spent 30 minutes working on my shoes. My thinking was that if $20 was a reasonable pay rate for an hour, then for half an hour, $10 would be reasonable. I also thought that if I paid Charlene $10, that would constitute a 100% tip if the cost of a shoeshine was $5. So for both reasons, I settled on giving Charlene $10 for my shoeshine. The more I thought about it, the more I thought about what I paid Charlene, the more I wish I had given her $15 or $20. What I wanted to do was pay whatever the cost of the shoeshine was, which I assumed to be $5. Plus, I wanted to give her a really big tip for doing such a great job and to further encourage her entrepreneurial efforts. So I thought I was giving her a 100% tip. However, the more I've thought about it, the more I'm concerned that my estimate of what is the going rate for professional shoeshine may be out of date. Maybe today a shoeshine normally costs $10. I just don't know. When I search the internet, I'm told that the cost of a professional shoeshine can vary between $5 and $15, not counting any tip. What have I learned from this experience? When a person providing a service says, pay whatever you want, here's what you could do. 1, consider the value received, the quality of the service that was provided. 2, assess your budget, determine how much you're willing and able to pay. 3, be fair. The payment reflects the effort and skill put into it. Plus, be considerate of the provider's livelihood. 4, tip appropriately, whether it be a percentage or flat amount. 5, communicate. Ask the provider for guidance. And 6, and perhaps most importantly, express gratitude. Regardless of the amount you choose to pay, always express your appreciation for the service provided. Next time this happens to me, I will be a little better prepared to follow the 6 steps I've just outlined. Bottom line, next time I'm in the Denver airport, I'm going to search for Charlene so that I can get my shoe shined again and so that I can pay her $20 for my shoe shine.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.